Welcome to a Stain Gang podcast with Bernita Jackson as we talk about Midwestern State women's basketball. Glad you're with us for the podcast. Apologize for not having one for a while, but the holidays and then I was out. But we're back in our routine now as we get into the meat of the schedule now. We're in the heart of conference play, and you're kind of out of the frying pan and into the fire because West Texas now has a 17-game winning streak, winning a tough game here, and now you're going to play a team in TWU that I think has won 14 in a row.
Yes.
So let's go back and look at this. Well, since it's been a while since we've done a podcast, let me just ask you this. How would you describe the state of the women's basketball team right now since we last talked, which was way back in early December?
Yeah, I think we talked before the Puerto Rico trip. And as you know, we had two starters go down the second game of the season. And so it was kind of a shuffling of trying to find our new identity without them, because we spent, 8 weeks training with a specific lineup. And so when you lose two in one night, obviously Kirby Cash wasn't there as well due to the F2 that was called in the first game. You kind of got to get back to the drawing board and find your new identity. And so we spent a few weeks doing that and was able to get some players some more minutes and into the rotation. And so coming back from the break, you know, we're finding kind of a 7-8-man rotation that's getting it, that's gelling and that's working well together. And honestly, we're getting better considering all the circumstances that we've experienced, all the adversity. And strangely enough, the win-loss record doesn't truly reflect the improvement of play. And so we're playing better against better teams, and we keep telling the girls, y'all keep knocking on the door, eventually you're going to get in. And they're doing the work, and they're committed to that. And so it's improving, it's progress. It's nowhere close to where we thought we would be this time of year, and that's okay. That, you know, nobody's going to cry for us or lay down and just say, here you go. Beth at TWU isn't going to say, here you go, Bernita. Here you go. They're not going to do that. You know, they have their own goals as well, and so we get that. We're big girls. We're adults. We understand this is life, and sometimes life hits you with unexpected circumstances, and this is really where character is built and revealed. This is where stamina is built, is understanding that the easy thing to do is to just lay down and give up and say the way things are, the way things will always be. But this team is developing some resilience, and I'm really proud to see them tap into that part of themselves. And so we competed very well with WT, who is ranked in one poll 7 and in one poll 3rd. And we competed really well with Eastern, that should be ranked, and they're undefeated in the Lone Star. And so when you kind of reflect on, even we had Lubbock Christian down for most of the game, and you know, their experience just got the best of us down the stretch. And when you look at those, you have to pull away some positives. You also got to be honest and real about what we got to improve on. And so we're doing both. But that's kind of the state of the program. Experienced a lot of unforeseen adversity. One of our starters that got hurt the second game of the season, you got to see her play this past week, is her first week back after about a 2-month hiatus due to a misdiagnosis by our medical staff. But nevertheless, she's back, and she's feeling better, and she's getting back into her groove. And
that's Delana Choice.
Delana Choice is back, and she's doing better. But again, when you miss 2 months of a season in the middle of a thing, it impacts you. And so she's doing all she can to work and get back, and she wants to play, and she's just a great defender for us. And as you probably could see, I mean, very athletic and explosive, but we're ready to kind of see that next level of her game kind of blossom again, and she'll get there. But 2 months out, I feel like you don't want to like throw them into the fire. You do want to kind of ease them back a little bit, but she's doing well. But like I said, we got a 7-8-man rotation that right now that's getting it, that's playing a lot of minutes, and they're developing and they're growing, and again, playing much better against way better competition. And so we couldn't be more proud of them for that.
And as we say, the competition continues to be tough, but now you have to go on the road after playing Eastern and West Texas here. Before we talk about the road trip, let's go back and look at those two games you mentioned that you played well against Eastern and West Texas. What did you like about the way your team played in that recent homestand?
Well, two totally different teams. Eastern New Mexico is going to be very physical, extremely athletic, and I thought we met their physicality. I thought that was something that stunned us against Permian. you know, first week of Lone Star Conference, we come out and we turn Angelo over and we beat them. We capitalize on those mistakes we forced them to. And then Permian's physicality seemed to stun us. Same thing when we went to Oklahoma Christian. Their physical, even though we knew they were going to be physical, we told them that it was a part of the scout. We showed them on film. I think them actually getting those hits and no whistles made them realize, okay, I'm really going to have to play through this. So I thought they were much more equipped and prepared when we played Eastern and knew going into it, okay, if coach says this is a physical team, we better be ready for these hits and pump fake and get them up in there and then go finish. And so I thought we played way more composed and poised against them. We slowed them down, which was a part of our game plan because Eastern wants to play fast and make it a really ugly game so that their athletes can get out and run and beat you in transition, and rightfully so, they can. But we did a great job of slowing them down and making them play our pace, and it was favorable for us for the most part. But their players just made the right plays at the right times, and we went on a little bit of a scoring drought at the wrong time. And so went to the lab and got better. Now, WT is much more skilled team, much more finesse team, not as physical defensively. Might even let you score a little bit. And then they're going to get the ball out and they're going to push it down your throat because they really want to score and they're good at it. And Josh has size and skill at every position, whereas Blake has size and speed at every position. So totally different teams. Both have size. One of them is speed. The other one is way more skilled. And, you know, Josh is really deep right now. He can go really deep into his bench was another thing that benefited him.
Eastern also had a deep bench.
They had a very deep bench. And when the subs came in, it wasn't like the height went down. I mean, you know, you got a Big 12 transfer that starts, and then you got another D1 transfer that comes off the bench. And it's just like, okay, ladies, better get ready because they're coming at you. But, no, both teams very well coached, very, very good. Different styles of play. And so it was good to see our team be able to adapt to both and compete and go at both of them. Obviously, you always want to get the win, but we're knocking on the door and we're right there. We have to have more consistency. We would have a good first quarter, you know, and then an okay second quarter, and then a drop in the third, and then we try to play like our life depends on it late in the fourth, and it's like, ladies, your life depends on it every quarter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we do. The third quarter against Eastern, we only score 5, and so.
But only gave up 9.
Right, but still, I mean, you're in the negative.
Yeah.
5 points in 10 minutes, I can do that with one eye open, and so we got to get smarter about the shots that we're putting our teammates in position to take. And if my teammate has a double or triple team, someone is open. 2 people if it's a triple team. And so we talked about that. We watched it on film. I thought we did a way better job when WT tried to double in certain situations of moving without the ball. Our movement was better. Our catch and shoot was better. We made, I think it was 22 field goals, which that was something that we talked about, is you're going to have a hard time beating a team in the Lone Star if you only make 12 field goals, which that's what we did against Eastern. And so the girls responded to that challenge, and they made, I think it was 22 against WT. And our goal is to really focus on what we can control, which making field goals is something we can control. You got to take the right shots. You got to have the right spacing. You got to have the right mechanics and be under it. And we have to improve our field goals made. And so we've been challenging them with that for a while, but to see them actually do it against WT was pleasing, and we're going to have to do it again on the road this week.
And you're facing Gabby Elliott, who once again is the LSC Offensive Player of the Week, had a career high against St. Edwards. She averaged 24 points in her last 2 games, but they've got a whole cast that can give you problems. They can score.
Yes, they can score. A little bit different look than the last few years where a lot of things revolved around Layla Patel and Ashley Ingram. But the thing is, they have players, very key players, that are back from that national championship runner-up team from 2 years ago. Jada Seltzer, their point guard, is back. She's moved more into a scoring role. So Beth is kind of playing her off ball. And Avery Kleinhans, who was the sixth woman of the year, I think a year or so ago, she's in a starting lineup. And she's playing a little bit different role. But, I mean, she's averaging 17 points a game, just getting past people, hitting open shots. She's going to play with a lot of energy and toughness and tenacity. And she's going to go at us. And so they got a transfer that they stole from Angelo, Maddie Lumsden. she was was a freshman over there, and now she's at TWU. And so Gabby played behind Ingram, and now she's really stepping into her own, and she's really leaning into what she's good at, which is points in the paint, and giving her team a great opportunity to have that balanced attack from the inside to the out. And so they look really good, but they look different from years past, if I can be honest, but not in a bad way. They have a different identity. They're still good. They score the ball really well, and they're so connected. That's the big, big thing that's hard to break, is they're so connected. They play for each other. There's truly a sisterhood there.
And they dominate the paint, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, because that was something that we continue to talk about, is we can't give up 40 or 50 points in the paint. Like, we got to take a little bit more pride in limiting paint touches, which leads to paint scores. And so we've got to get better at that as a team, as a unit, and take more pride in that category.
And then this road trip also takes you to UT Tyler, and they're not too shabby.
No. Get ready for some FIBA-style basketball. Get ready for some
girls
that can shoot it, that will pump fake you and drive past you. And so you got to be really disciplined against UT Tyler. And they've got a different look, but same style of basketball, where they're going to share the ball. They're going to spread the floor. They're going to knock down open shots. And they'll get deep into those corners. And so you've got to guard. They'll kind of tuck. If you try to go zone, they'll try to tuck away deep in those corners and really spread you out if you try to go zone. And even in man, they'll get behind your head. They're really smart about reading the defense and getting into open spaces to knock down shots. They play very well.
What's your point of emphasis in training as you get ready for these two games on the road?
Point of emphasis is continue to lock in on what we do and making sure that we do that at a high level for four quarters, not just three quarters. We can't have a drop. We got to play at a high level. I thought against WT, we progressively got better if you look at the box score every quarter. And so we want to start at a little bit higher pace than 10 points in the first quarter. That way, as we trend up, it trends up higher. Making shots on the road is very important. And then our defense, we've got to try to hold them under their average as much as possible, limit them to one and done on the glass, and do our best job to assert ourselves early and consistently throughout the game. And so that's what we'll be working on this week as we travel to TWU and to UT Tyler.
Renita, I'm so glad we're back doing the podcast. Thanks for doing this today, and we'll do it on a weekly basis from here on out.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Renita Jackson, the women's head basketball coach here at Midwestern State. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. Just a reminder, you can, if you can't make the trip to Denton, we'll have that game for you on the Lone Star Conference Digital Network as an audio-only broadcast. You can go to MSUMustangs.com to check out that broadcast. And then we'll, of course, have the doubleheader in Tyler for you as well. Again, thanks for listening to the podcast. So long.